For Sunday, May 19th, 2019, welcome to Our Redeemer's Lutheran Church in Helena, Montana. We are a member church of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. It is the fifth Sunday of Easter, and we are still in the book of John. We are John 13, 31 through 35. We're going to hear Pastor Arnie Berglund read us that gospel reading, followed by a sermon.
Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of our Lord. Please be seated. Brothers and sisters in Christ, abundant grace, mercy, and peace be yours in Christ Jesus our Lord. What is easy to say isn't always easy to do. Such is the reality of what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Today we've read the words of Jesus that he spoke to his followers at the close of the Last Supper. "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another." Easy to say, hard to do. I don't know about you, but every once in a while I get a song stuck in my head, and it sometimes takes days to get out. This week I've been tormented by a song that I learned in Sunday school. If you know it, you could sing it with me. "Love is something if you give it away, give it away, give it away. Oh, love is something if you give it away, you end up having more. For it's just like a magic penny, hold it tight and you won't have any, but it lend it, spend it, you'll have so many, they'll roll all over the floor." A really stupid song. What exactly is a magic penny? I've never had one. Have you? But it reflects on the topic today, and the topic is love. And if it were the fuzzy, warm notion that we find in Valentine greeting cards, I would say that that would be about as stupid as the idea of a magic penny. But that's not the case for us today. The love that Jesus asks us to come near today, to reflect upon today, is as serious and as costly as the cross, and as certain and magnificent as the resurrection. 300-400 years ago, Jonathan Swift wrote an editorial about the religious fighting that was going on at the time in India. Jonathan Swift was from England. And there was all this conflict amongst Christians in India. And he wrote this. He said, "We have just enough religion to make us hate, but not enough to make us love one another." Now, hate stems in large part from fear. And we live at a time when fear is encouraged and trust is eroded and division is prevalent. We fear those who are somehow different from us. We fear the unknown and we hate. And violence holds court in our lives in far too many ways. So I guess Jonathan Swift's commentary about religion in his day holds some sway for us as well. Today we're reminded, Jesus calls us to love, not our kind of love, but God's kind of love. And he's not talking about loving chocolate ice cream or loving grandma and grandpa. Jesus calls us to love in a deep and profound way, talking about a love that is intended for all people and that forms a serious challenge to how we might live out our lives. He's talking about a love that is easy to say but hard to do. So this morning, if we're not challenged by these words of Christ, then I would suggest we're not listening. And if we're not listening, then we definitely are not following. Jesus calls faithful people to follow him. And when he does, I think there's a bit of a hesitation. There certainly would be natural if you truly understand the request. Because you see, to follow Jesus is to follow him to the cross. Something we'd rather skip right over. We'd rather go right to the resurrection. But no, Jesus asks us to follow him to the cross, to die with Jesus. And at the core of this new commandment, we are called to die to ourselves in order that we might live for others. Now, what if that call means that we're not so much called to give up our life, but rather that we are called to give it away? What if instead of living in fear of others, of giving in to hatred and violence, of looking to our own needs first, we give life away. We give love away to those who have less, to those who don't know of the love of God, to those who are outcast or downtrodden. Is not that the kind of love that ends up being more? Well, this commandment of Christ is not new. We find it throughout Scripture. You can find it in the book of Leviticus, where it says, "Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against one of your people, but love your neighbor as yourself." Or you can find it in the book of Deuteronomy as well. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." Jesus brings not a new commandment, but a new understanding of God's love. An understanding that desires only that people come to know the life and love that is God's gift for all people. When I was growing up in Minnesota, there was a man that the whole state knew as the Jewish Santa Claus. One Christmas, he gave away 1,700 bicycles to needy children. His name was Percy Ross. And he took millions of dollars and he put it into a checking account that wouldn't receive funds but only disperse them. If you had a need, you could write Percy Ross, and if he thought your need had merit, he would fulfill it. One man wrote that his artificial arm had been stolen, and Ross sent him a check saying, "I'd be glad to lend you a hand." True story. But who wants to give what we have away? It seems to be a silly notion. From the time that we're born, we're taught to save and keep and hold on to that which we have, not give it away. I remember the first time that I went to Boy Scout camp, the night before, my mother took everything that I was bringing, all my clothes, everything, and with a Sharpie, wrote my name on it because that was mine, and I was going to keep it, and I was going to bring it home. The theologian Henry Nguyen tells the story of an old woman who became violent and needed to be taken to a psychiatric hospital. She was wild, out of control, swinging and throwing punches at everything and anyone in her sight, scaring everyone so much that the doctors had to take everything away from her for her own safety. But there was one small coin that she gripped with her fist, and she would not give that coin up. It took several nurses to pry open that squeezed hand. It was as though if she lost that coin, she would be losing herself as well. She could not give it away. That was her fear. Jesus knows that love can only love, that love can only grow and have meaning if it's given away. If we're to follow Christ, it's a lesson we must learn because it involves giving far more than receiving. It means letting go, not holding on. The followers of Christ can only be known by how they live. If the disciples of Jesus squabble over doctrine, over decisions, over property, over power, over who belongs, then people everywhere will look at them and say, shaking their heads, they'll say, they must not be real disciples. Because we can only be known and shaped by this understanding to love one another as God has loved us. What would it be like for God's people to change? How might we love one another on Sunday mornings or Tuesday afternoons or Thursday evenings, in the workplace, at home, in our neighborhoods, at school? How can we begin to love each other even better? How can we learn to let go, to give away that love, the love that Jesus has given to us? Jesus' love is known in act, in his acting, in going to the cross for us. How might we, as followers of Christ, learn to give away, with indiscriminately give away that love to all those who God intends us to love, which, as our first lesson reminded us, is everyone. What's easy to say is not always easy to do. That's the reality of what it means for us to be a follower of Christ. With these words of Jesus, we're given a new challenge, a new commandment. I give to you, love one another. Amen.